From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. Monday expressed growing concern about increased fighting in Syria ahead of Wednesday's scheduled resumption of proximity peace talks in Geneva. Secretary of State John Kerry urged his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, to avoid attacks on fighters covered by a cessation of hostilities, focus rather on militant groups like Islamic State and Nusra Front. UN envoy Stefan de Mistura was in Damascus Monday meeting Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim ahead of the resumption of those talks in Geneva, calling them crucially important.
Because we will be focusing in particular on the political transition, on governance and constitutional principles. We did raise and discuss the importance of protecting and maintaining and supporting the cessation of hostilities.
The UN envoy also called promising the successful humanitarian airdrops in Deir el-Zor by the World Food Program, aimed at some 200,000 people in need in besieged areas. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric Monday said 3 years after the outbreak of violence in Central African Republic, the biggest killer of children is not bullets, but malnutrition, malaria, respiratory infections, and diarrhea.
The number of hungry people has also doubled from 2015, with half of the people unable to access sufficient food. Aid agencies in the Central African Republic are seeking $531 million this year to help some 1.9 million people in need of their basic food, water, shelter, and sanitation needs.
Meanwhile, the new CAR president, Fausto Narkaj Touadera, has named his first cabinet, including both political allies and former rivals. Three high-ranking jobs in the 23-member cabinet went to candidates who ran against him in the first round of presidential elections. This is VOA News. A ceasefire in Yemen that took effect Monday is generally holding, despite what UN spokesman Dujarric called pockets of violence. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels and a Saudi-led Arab coalition trying to drive them out agreed on a truce ahead of another round of UN-sponsored peace talks set for next week in Kuwait. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
This cessation of hostilities is crucial for the people of Yemen, who have suffered from over a year of fighting and a massive humanitarian crisis, which has resulted in over 80% of the population requiring some form of emergency assistance.
Much of Monday's fighting reported in the city of Taiz, with one report saying one person was killed, five wounded. Both sides promised to adhere to the truce, but say they'll respond if attacked. More than 6,200 have been killed in the past 13 months. A Brazilian congressional committee Monday recommended that President Dilma Rousseff face impeachment over alleged corruption. The panel voted 38-27 in favor of the motion.
O Brasil vive uma situação econômica grave.
One of those voting in favor, Abi Akol of the Social Democracy Party, said Brazil is in a grave economic situation. The country is stalled, he said, and the president's seat is empty. The lower house is expected to vote within a week. Political observers say the outcome is too close to call. A two-thirds majority is needed for there to be a trial in the Senate. Ms. Rousseff accused of hiding the details of the poor state of the economy to ensure her re-election in 2014. A former high-ranking officer in the Global Football Federation, FIFA, has pleaded guilty in U.S. federal court to fraud and conspiracy charges stemming from a wide-ranging FIFA corruption probe. Monday's guilty plea by former Vice President Alfredo Howitt marks the second time in 2 weeks a high-profile Honduran official has formally admitted guilt. On March 28, former Honduran President Rafael Calles entered similar pleas in New York, facing a maximum 20-year prison term. Residents of Sudan's Darfur region have begun voting in a three-day referendum on whether to reunite its five parts into one or maintain the status quo. A unified Darfur has been a long-standing demand of ethnic insurgents, but they are boycotting the vote, calling it rigged. The U.S. has also expressed concern over the process as long as it's held under the current rules and conditions, said the outcome cannot be considered credible. The region was split into three parts in 1994 and then five in 2012, thus diluting the power of the dominant fur tribe. Veterinarians in Zimbabwe Monday were forced to put down a rhino featured on a popular wildlife program after it was shot earlier by poachers. The 8-year-old rhino, a female living in the Matopo National Park in western Zimbabwe, it had been shot, severely wounded, its horns sawn off. Last week, her calf was unharmed. Zimbabwe believed to have a rhino population of some 800. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.